ושני מסו לדווקא שעתו יהיה לחצה אבל מיובש לגמרי אין בלי עמידו ולחשת ואם ימיישי אפילו אם מליחי אוי לחי ולא ואם ימיישי אפילו מלוחי אוי לחי ולא ימח מס מליחי so then there is no בלי סגי בדור כל ציר מבוסו שנמלח אפילו לא נמלח רק לצלי חושו וריסח ולוחי אם נופלו ציר על הגבינו או על כלי איסר אפילו מוקים של הבוסו ריסר ולא נחש הבריסח מכל מוקים הציר חושיב אין נחל מחמס מלחי וציר של בוסו שאיסר שנופלו לכלי צורך הגולה ואם הוא כלי חרס נצ'ייך הגולה נכלי חרס צורך שבירה ואיזנו את הקונה ואם הוא נופל רק על מוקים אחד בכלי איץ וחי איץ ובי כלף מכמי מדי היכה דה אמרינו דה נאיסר אלו כדי קליפה כשאין שום היכה אמרינו דה נאיסר אלו כדי קליפה כשאין שום אחס מחתיך שמינו שמויס או שמינו כול עשור so this is the deem that the Ramo mentioned in the Hagoya and Sifhei וישם מלוחום מליך אלו משאר מסם כול עשור וכן חוותו עשור כולו מפני שהשום המפפה now hold it so that din that is mentioned of Kofivei Zohu so that we discuss three different shittes Rashi shitte, the Rosh shitte and the Dvar HaTorah shitte hodi mafligino b'nechas malchas milchei le'ini nechal machmas milchei hane mile b'boso chay avol tzli riseach shenofal limud boso afilu nechal machmas milchei So that's in line with Rashi's Pshat. So Rashi is the biggest maker. In other words, so when the Gemara says "V'hanu milachai," so then it's not osir. But solu, so it asks the klipes. What does it mean solu? It means boiled and hot. Boiled and hot. And chai doesn't mean dafke ro. Even if it is boiled, if it is cold, it is also called chai. That's Rashi. It is the biggest maker. So according to Rashi. So when can it be osea? Can be osea only when it's boiled and hot. But if it's boiled and cold, it doesn't come osea at all. Not even kiliklipe. But if it is boiled and hot, then it comes osea kiliklipe. But if it is boiled and hot and it has koim, pores, cracks, so then it asas bikule. And if it is boiled and hot and it doesn't have koim. But it is spiced, so then it doesn't be cool. Masha'in came if it is cold, even though it was boiled, and even though it is spores, and even though it is spiced, so then it's not osa. That's Rashi Shite. And Mechaba Paschas like that. So you see, Hodim Fardinon b'nechal machas milchoi, b'nechal machas milchoi, halim milo b'sachai, avotzli riseach, shenofal limoliach, afilu nechal machas milchoi, boye klip, v'im yeish, boy pkoin, oi shu mituvo, bitavli, viutzli riseach, koliosa. But if it's cold, even though it's boiled, and even though it's spiced, even though it has koin, it has cracks, pores, so it's still muya. Gamal. Vihoadin, afilo, voadin ofu mevusha. So it has the same din like tzli. Viei shemri, da afilo imzeinenin, dine hoch. Da afilo imzeinenin, dine hoch. So, now, as long as it's boiled, but not if it's raw. So, whose shita is that? That's the shita of the Rosh. Not the shita of the Balatruma. Not the shita of Balatruma. We saw that the two paskins like the Balatruma. But here we see that the Mechaba paskins like Rashi, the biggest maker, and the Ramo, he doesn't paskin like the biggest machmir, because the Balatruma is more machmir than the Rosh. The Rosh, he came, the Ramo paskins like the Rosh. In other words, that the filu heim tzeinim, so is dina hoche. The filu heim tzeinim dina hoche. In other words, that if it is boiled and cold, if it is boiled and even though it's cold, but if it is spiced or it has spores, so it has bechule. It has bechule. Mashein ken kolis if atrumo, there is a bigger chumre that if it is spores. Or if it is spiced, so even if it is raw, it wasn't even boiled. Not only it's cold, even if it wasn't boiled altogether, it's osa. That's the shita of Bala Truma. But the Ramo doesn't pass on Bala Truma, he passes like the Rosh. V'yohadim nirofum vushu, v'yei sheimrim, da'afilo imtzeinim dinohoche, V'chili shlina gimel hefsek merubei. If there is no hefsek merubei, we have to be machmir, like the Rosh. But if there is hefsek merubei, then we pass like Rosh. But not at all like the Sifatruf. In bosa b'chol of ne'esa, al de miliche, al de kovush, al ba'achile, avalo ibano. Now, the Torah says, "Bosol gino shenogu ze boze mutori." אלא שצורך להדיח מכלים לגיוסו ומוטה לא צריך מפחס אחס ולחשינם שמייג זה בזה כוס הבולאיתו שממנו the question arose why does he say שממנו that's a high so that's this is what the Taz discusses and I mentioned the שממנו according to the Taz the שממנו in the tour is that the same din applies to a contact between an eichel and a keil because at first the tour only mentioned the case of a contact between two ochtem. Right, this is what the Taz says. The two kosav bazeh shmamen. Kol mide, the boy adoche. Yesh laakshis, my shmamen the koma. Ho yihi, the behedi amunah masnissel, vashal yinaitim zeh bazeh. Vyesh leima, dahan amine davke, dava amine davke, bosol gvina atzma. Avo bichli shalehem in tzorach lizoyer, kol mashmo nechol mide, the boy adoche, vafilo bichli. Viali flow me domar abaya ne dikrit le baya doche me baya to dan ba doche me mele kol mi di boya doche shobi me if me ke vi ei slachs ho oi ho kos avisio se vi simen beis vi khol mokim le gab shrite vi khol mokim de vet muter lo i khashino mit khile shema yishkach tet vi gab yishkeit so in other words they are the Bess Yosef mentions in the name of certain Rishaini that even though of between the Shechit and Mumche, but we still have to examine the Shechit as to whether he knows. So he mentions, the Bess Yosef mentions that it is muter to let a Stam Shechit check even without examining it, even without examining it, as long as he realizes that after the Shechit he will examine the Shechit. So why aren't we cheshish? Maybe he'll forget to examine the sheikh. The answer is, since over there it's only lechatchile and the eved, it's all right even without examining the sheikh. So mele, we don't have to be cheshish, lest he'll forget and will not test the sheikh. So that's the general principle, that where something is only osa lechatchile, the eved is not osa, then we're not geza because of that. So yes, kashe, yish lehakshe, soi, כוס על ביסיוס על ביסים הם בייז בכל מוקים דבד מוטר לחשינו מתחילו שם ישכח ויהו מוכה בחמדוך תכן שנעתי בסיב ד' ואם כי אמי חשינו כאן דילוח להדוח כים דיוח להדוח איניסה דאפילו מוקים שצורך קליפה יש דבד בסים הם זה ישור דבד לקליפה הלך אז כמה וכמה הוא על פדין לחתחילה אולי הדוח is required so certainly the evidence muter so why should we make Why should we have chashas? Why should we have chashas? V'yishleim ha'ad b'chol mokim din sabol l'fonenu elosofikim yishkan yisea v'itzo drisha ha'chaze v'ze amunon kim devet shore mutaliz b'lchatchil ala drisha shiyase ha'chaze ma she'in kintan shiyish sabol b'me shiyosim b'so kosho b'chli shal yisea elo shiyishli takoni v'adoche b'ze lo yisamchino adoche shahakei So he says, when do we mention this cloud? That where it's only necessary, lichatchile, and then it is not osa, then we don't have to be chayish if we are not sure that he'll have to do it. Maybe. So then, we say we don't have to be chayish. We don't have to be chayish. Where the Yisar is not Boro. Masha'in can hear. Where the Yisar is Boro, because when two foods, so in other words, when you put a food of Heter in the Karash of Yisar, so it's called Levadai, that some Greece will be transferred. It's called a Vada. It's not a mere possibility. So in such a case where it's a Vada that will be Ivan Lechatchile, so then we don't tell him, do it, and then you'll do it later on. So we are Cheshish, maybe he will forget. יש לנו כל מקום ניסל בואו לפני מילה סופי כי מישכן ניסל לצעות רישה אחר זה אחר זה בו זה אמרינון כי מדי בצורם בתל תמיכה תחילה עד רישה יס אחר זה מה שאינטיקן שיש ניסל בואו למה שיוסים בו סוכו של רישה ליסה אלו שיש לי תקונה בהדוחה בו זה לסמכים להדוחה שהקרין דישם או ישקה עושה לך תחילה כל מיני בו ידוחה תנה מיה בו סחת הצינת בשר את הצינן, ביקור של איס הצינן, אינו עושה לך תחיל. כוסף משל פרק עולה בו, סו, סימן דלת, וזה להיות בי סימאי לכי דרוך המשך לא הרי. הרינגש, that's herring, מלוכים על כלי הקוסים, שהי צורך הדוחה, שמונח עליהם, וכל ששל יופי, סימאי, סמכן, מנקישו עם מלוכים, שכוינו גקס. סו, קיוקמבס, עם מי המלך, ויכלם ביקור שלהם, שהרי אפילו הקישו עם צריכה הדוחה. אם מיוסמו ביקור שלהם, ואם כן הממלח לישייה בידוך, נסורקו, נסורקו לו. ובתרס חטוס כבר תזיין כוסב, ושעשת חג, כן שנסחסים בזה מחובים, כדי עבד אומר, so the reason is why over there, it is mutter, is because we are dealing with שעשת חג, with the hardship situation. So then, it's considered like the event. ודאבתי בדבר שיש לך לא חיסס, אבל דבר יובל יש ממש. אם ליבו להקריא רק בצי נמוד לנו יבא, דבר יובל יש ולהדוח כלל. ודאבתי בדבר שיש לך לא חיסס, זהו יחיע בדרכי מי ש... מדין כלי שנשתמש בחומץ בציינן, דימות על להשתמש במעצו. So why is it muter? The answer is, he doesn't have to make a doche because the matzo is a dover yovish legam. Knize berachai, veit kosav shom tiras chas kal tizayin, al maash kosav kanatu, di maire di lavuche ba doche. Di mide, baash kosav kanatu, di mide di lavuche ba doche. Osa bitzenen bikosh al yitzer, di koshe, al zeh, so tiras chas kashe. מיישנה, לקוש על זה ממה שקוסו ויחס חיים, דחיין של יחובים, שהוא תחו יופה, דימות הליטנו לסיכת טבלין ביובש, וטבלין אין דרק להדיעה. So the question is, now the two here mentions the name of Balito, that me, the Nilavu, Heba, Doche, so then, it is Osa Bitzene, unless he's Madia the killer first, But without being Madia the killer first, it is also to be Mishtamish Bitsain in the Klise. But the Ochas Chaim says that if you have a killer of a goy and it looks very clean, so it's muta to be Mishtamish the Vayovish like Tavlin in it. But why? So why is it muta, but Tavlin is in dark Ladiach? ותירץ על זה, זו יותר שחת את גיל התרץ, וזה לשני. אך יש לך לעיק. תכליס אשר משתמשים בי בחמין, עושו להשתמש בי את הצנן, כמו שכוס בידי בסימן כפרפל. אומנם נשתמשו בי איס הצנן, מותר להשתמש בי את הצנן לך תחיל. So it all depends. If the tickle איסה, in which איסה was משתמשים, in which Yisrael was nishtamish b'chamim, so it has a plea of Yisrael, so then you're not allowed with Rabbanon even to be nishtamish b'tzeine. Also nishtamish b'tzeine. K'mishkos ha-yadeyes in Kuv Rufale. Om nom im nishtamish b'yisrael, but if at the very outset Yisrael was only nishtamish b'tzeine, so it doesn't have any belua of Yisrael. It only has a b'en that might adhere to the day for Nakli. So, but I om nem nishtam shbi is tzenen mut un shtam bi het tzenen hat khile ve lachin it rash bo im ya bo so bkhul shoyin lesach ve khay matzin ve bri khomesh mut un shtam bi matze ki dise ve khaym tzim tu nale i name yesh le khale bin rochat zaklit khilo ite u lo yochse im rochat zu khilo ite shor another terrace So the Teres Chatos is three terutzim. So the first, now there is a stira. There is a stira between the Orches Chaim and the Baloito. The two mentions both dinim. So the Baloito that the two mention says that if it is something that is lafu chevadoche, so then it is osea to be mishtamish without making a doche first. Now the question is, so then the tavlin is the bakor. Is so the tavlin is in dark ladiach, so it should be osea. Still, the Orches Chaim says that kevin shel chomim shehu truyofe the mutar literally say tavlin. So the first teretz is that the Orches Chaim is reference to a kele shel yisea that was not nishtami b'chamim, was only nishtami b'tzeinim. So there we are only afraid lest some grease b'en will be transferred. But in the case where he sees with his own eyes that it's clean, the Orches Chaim spells it out. What do you mean utriyofe? He's not making a doche now, but it looks rinsed. It looks clean. So in view of the, so the Orches Chaim is referenced to the case where it was nishtamish originally b'tzeinim. Masha'im came the palito to the two sides is referenced to the case where he was mishtamish originally b'cham. So then it is also without adoche. If he was mishtamish b'cham, that's one tenet. In ame yesh lechalik mirochet akli tchilo eitei or loy rochet. Im rochet tchilo eitei pshor. A second tenet is that the din mentioned in Eretz Chaim has reference to a case that where it was already washed out. He says mutchayof, where it's clean. He takes notice that it's perfectly clean. So then it is muta. Mashayinkin, if he doesn't take notice that it's perfectly clean, then he requires a doche. So according to the second teretz in Teres Chatos, in order to be mishtamish in a kele that in which Isa was mishtamish, if he wants to be mishtamish now, heter, so he only has to make sure that the kele is perfectly clean. So if he takes notice that the kele is perfectly clean, then he can be mishtamish. Mashein kein, the din baloito has reference to the case where he didn't take notice that the kele is spotless clean. So there, he must make a doche.
Because
then there is no gzeira. Which is a chanu b'chli chomit. שמשתם ביצינה אם מותר להניע בי אפילו מצה בחם ואם כן קל וחיים ערות אם מותר להשתם ביצינה לך לצווי גורי או בשחם ביצינה לך כמו שכוסו ברחיים סמנטו נאלף וחל ידר השבו שזו חלנו במילה יא בכלי שו יא ינסח ויא נטש משלח ובאגוי זו ישמשמע דאב ביובש בינון שיתש מי שתחיל ביצינה ויוס מותר ביצינה דאב Now, then he says, So the lotion of the Ramo is very difficult. The Ramo is very difficult. דיכוי על מה שכוסף השולחנור ביקר של איס הצנק, והיינה שמשתמשו בבחמי, כמו שזכרתי ליר, ועל זה אומר, דבית אבא יובש, מודה להשתמש בבלי הדוחה, וכן אם לא השתמשו באיס התחילו, רק בצנק, מודה הרחקים בלי הדוחה, אפילו בדבלך, כן יהיה על זדייתי, now we discussed already, the פשט, in the Taz collection and the Pshat in the Ramah, the way it appears nowadays. Now, well, I think we can go over one more Taz. All right, now. Akel osa mishim tatoi gola in daf kibisa machmas atzma vusa belua eine yeitzi michticha lichticha belareiti kinkos atvira status. That we learned Taz. Kilef haboso bigmor amgin atam da demei kalei bola. So within the first moment, before it manages to cool off, so then it's mavliak nikli. So one, what the Loshna Gemara is at the Meikalei. So Rashi explains Meikalei until it cools off, and the Sevheta says shemar bidomo. V'chim b'modah. Oh, now ve'acholov mutakule. Uvitur hevi das rivo. Uvitur hevi das rivo. Shetzori shei b'acholov samach neged aklipe. Shene samenem. Because of Marie Bagoye Sharidure, Afel Gavdi Bishor Duchte in Klippe Iseres Chavato Afil Ima Klippe Shume, Mitam de Inkeach Linesa Bimokim Shine Yisa Yochel Elechshom, Vochename in Tam Abosa Bichol Acholo, Afil Hoche Tzorich Samach, Kim Di Dovalachu, Umisar Vyachat. In other words, so the Marie explains the Shita of the Rivo, because you could ask Kikashe, how does the Rivo say? How does the Rivo say? That the all the chol, if there is no shishin in the chol of neged klipe, so all the chol of is osea. But we have a klal that in hanesa yochel lies yeser osea meister. Now here the chol of is the nesa. How did the chol of become osea? Because a hot piece of meat fell into the cold milk. So the bosog is the eser and the chol of is the nesa. How much was the boso capable of assailing the cholov kine klipe? So mimele, and there is no shishin in the cholov negede klipe. So the Rivo says that the whole cholov is muta, is osa. The whole cholov is osa. So the question arises against the Rivo: how can all the cholov become osa? But in anesa yochel yeseisa yeisa meisrei. Now the eiser of the cholov of the nesa, there's the boso. What is the extent of the potential of the isa potential of the boso? How much can the boso rasa the cholov? Can it clip it? So the cholov became osea, at the very outset, only can it clip it. How can this upper layer, uppermost layer of the cholov, asa the rest of the cholov? So then the nesa, the cholov, that's the uppermost layer, the clip of the cholov, or the uppermost layer of the cholov, so will have a bigger potential of assering than its eiser. The potential of the boso was only to assak the klipe, and now this uppermost layer, the nesa, will asser the rest of the cholov. So that's no kashe. Why? Because here it's, when do we say in anesa yochel yis eiser? In anesa yochel yis eiser yeisa meisrei. If we have to resort to a blien to an eiser, mashenkin here. So the uppermost layer that became osea immediately becomes distributed evenly in the rest of the cholov. So he doesn't have to answer it. It's memele. It becomes nearer. This is what he says. Vachaname. In Tam Abosa Bholacholov, Afloch Soich Samach, Kim di Dovalach, Umisar Vyach, Vire Doche Noik Lechumre, Viloi Kerosh. So the Marie, Nagoy Sharidure, I mean that's the. So he passes Nagoy Sharidure like the Rivo, not like the Rivo. But he says, Viloi Kerosh. So in other words, he equates the Shita of the Rosh with the Shita of the Rivo. In other words, what's the Shita of the Rivo that were. Where it's only osa gedi klipe, so then the eved is not osa, so it's only osa lechatchila. So where it asas only gedi klipe, so the eved it is not osa. It's only asas lechatchila. So he equates the shite of the Rosh with the shite of the Ri. In other words, the Rosh shite is also like that. The truth is that the Rosh in Chul mentions both days, the shite of the Rivo and the shite of the Ri. So still, he says the Och Noig Lechum Revoita Rosh. So in other words, the Mari assumed that the Rosh, even though he mentions both shites, but he himself is disposed towards the shite of the Ri, not the shite of the Rivo. And that's not so poshet. On the contrary, there are certain diukim in the Rosh that seem to indicate that the Rosh is disposed towards the shite of the Rivo. V'ashulchan Aruch posak ki Rosh da'ayne keri ve'rambam ve'keri ve'rambam she'im tzorech samech neged haklipe uvisar hetak la'umentes basically kule ki Rosh b'shem ha'aram she'bechol mokim she'itzchichu chachomim klipe u'bishliu kach b'loi klipe afil in samech neged haklipe muter afil lechatchile d'lo yitzchichu chachomim klipe alo mitzat chumre lechatchile ad kal sheni u'vichlal la'medvov kosaf lehepech di kare ha'niseres ki di klipe u'yiseres atzamech neged haklip. So in other words, so we have istire in the Isaveta. In Klal Nutes he says like the Rishi. Alright, he mentions that in the name of the Rosh too. That wherever a klipe is required, so there it is muta. And then in Klal Lamed Vov, Ligabe Kare that became Oser, ki de klipe, so he says if there is no shishin, so then it is Oser. Because Bitrumes Adeshen, the Dvorov Vichlau Amidvorov, where it lechumre, him with Das Rivo. We would doch made, shall you who's come, shom is a shell of Das Rivo. Adarabe, Kosav Dvorov Vipsak Alochevistam, Utniani Almashi Kosav Mari, Bishem Rosh, Likule. So the Mari says that the Rosh is like the Ri. So he says, Shari Rosh, Heavy, Bezadi, Mifirical Abosso, Viloichi of Adarabe, Marshal Kosav, Shaloche Heavy. Das Rivo Bachino, Shachim Askone Shale. Ulan is Daiti Le Yechiach Mindivri Orosh, Perikame de Chul If. Other words, the Rosh is disposed towards the Chumre, towards the Shita of the Rivo. Vatu Rivi Bissimen Yud, Vishechid Bissaki Shal Yichovi, the Kaimelon Kele is with Ashrite, because of Shom Rosh, the Loishrit Lechat Chile, Al Dash Yikli Fahakei. Nimzo Al Korho, the Svirlei. So what does the Rosh say there? That now we pass, there is a machlekes between two Amroim. So we pass in the Cheikhid, that in the Gemara that Ches in Chum, the Cheikhid Bisakin Shalim Kichovim, so he has to be Kelev Bisashri. So it answers, can he clip? Still the Rosh says there, Lo Yishri Lechatril Al Dashi Yikli Fahakei. Now, Nimtzu Al Kocho Disvirle Yishikol Sheni Kelev, Eichel Iser, Afilo David, יכול שמות בדיעבד לחשינו מתחילו שמישכח וזה מוכח בסימן עליו ביטור גם יומי ולכתחילו יחילו לישחי וימישחי תל סמך שיביקנו וכן בסימן בייז לחשינו שמישכח ויביקנו. So in other words, so again, the same thing that is mentioned שכונו וכן סימן בייז as a cloud, that wherever something is only עושה לכתחילה, so then we don't have to be חשש. So we don't, anything that the Eved is muter, so we don't have to be chishish, maybe he'll forget. So because of that, we can allow istam sheikha to sheikh, and without examining him first, in Hilchas Shvita. And we don't have to be chishish, maybe he'll forget, he will not examine him. Because there is no catastrophe, even if he will forget. After all, the Eved, it's all right. So it's only lechatchila, so we don't have to be chishish. So memele, since the Rosh says, the Rosh says that we are allowed to shecht with the sakin shalakum lichatchile, as long as he has the intention after that to be kelev b'sashchite. So it's a raya that if he is not kelev b'sashchite, so it's a raya. So he says that he's not allowed to shecht lichatchile with the intention of being kelev b'sashchite. So it's a raya that if he is not kelev, so it's also in the event, because assuming that the Eved is muter even if he's not Kelev Yisashchite. So why should the Rosh asa to shecht lechatchile with the intention of being Kelev? So, but this is not a strong raya, because as the Taz himself said in Siv Aleph, so he there too he mentioned this din, and he says the bechol mokim deinisa boro lefoneinu elosofikim yesh kanisa vitzorir drishe אחזה. וזה אמרינו, כי מדי בצורם מותר לסמול חתחילה. So, על הדרישה שיעס אחזה. מה שאין כי כאן שיש יסבור. So, wherever there is an יסבור, even though the יסבור is only לחתחילה דיקר יסבור, not in the end דיקר יסבור. So then, we don't allow him לחתחילה to do it with the intention of taking care of it. Because only when it's a mere possibility, when it's not an isabol, let's say, as for example, in letting a stam sheikh a check, so there we let a stam sheikh a check, and we don't have to worry with the intention of examining the sheikh after the shechita. So over there it's not borrow, because it's borrow that if he doesn't shecht him, if he doesn't test the sheikhet before the shechita, so then it is borrowed that he will forget to test him after the shechita. On the contrary, in all likelihood, in all probability, he will be able to have an opportunity to test him after the shechita. The sheikhet is not going to run away. There is a possibility, but it's a mere possibility. It's not a probability. But if it had been something that is also even the Eved, so he wouldn't be allowed lechatchila to let him share, even on account of a mere possibility. But in view of the fact that the Eved, there won't be any Avere, so mimele, we are not cheshish for a mere possibility. As long as the Eved, it will be muta. But where it's a vadai, it's a bodi kaisa, or even korbli vadai, so then we are cheshish even though the Eved could be muta. This is what the Taz said. This is a tased in Sif Aleph. So Mimele, here too, we can say the same thing that he, with the Teino Chanamele, the Rosh is disposed as the Shita of the Ri. That whenever something is also the Klipe, so the Eved it is Muta. The Eved it is Muta. Still the Rosh says that we're not allowed to Shecht Bisakish Lodit Chovim with the intention of being Caliph after the shechita, even though there is a cloud that when something there that is all right is muta, so then we don't have to worry. Maybe you'll forget. So from there, the Taz deduced that apparently the Rosh paskens like the Revo. So here, if he will forget to be kelim the bisa shechita, so memele it will be also in the Eved. So we can say no. There is a difference. You see, there Gabi Sheikhet is Tam Sheikhet. Now the Sheikhet is not, it's very unlikely that the Sheikhet will disappear. Why should the Sheikhet disappear? So it's a mere possibility, but it's unlikely that the Sheikhet immediately after the Shechita he'll disappear. So in all probability he'll be there. But there is a possibility, maybe he'll go away for some time and we won't be able to test him. We won't be able to test him. So there we say, since it's a mere possibility, so we are allowed to let him shech with the intention of testing him after the shechita. Masha'in came when he wants to shech with the sakin shalai with chovim, so then it's much more likely that he'll forget to be kelim the bisa shechita. I mean, of course, the way it goes today in the slaughterhouses, if he does it, so after the shechita, when so much volume of shechita is done, so in all probability, so he will forget to be caliph after the bisa shechita if he has to shecht, let's say, 10 other behemoths. But even in those days, so a sheikhet did not shecht only one behemoth a day, so he had many behemoths to shecht. So mimele there it was probably vadai that he would forget because of his tilde with shchite. So mimele, so there it's like the Yisrael is bo. So mimele, the Rosh says, l'yishol chatzil. All right. Anyway, so he says, but the Taz is midayik from that Rosh, that the Rosh is disposed towards the shchite of the Revo. V'chein kosa v'si Yosef shom behedi. Miu izay yesh litreis. D'shem omuta b'deved lo eklipe. V'afil hochein lismich al zeh l'chatzilet. So this is what the Taz means. Because you can't see the same thing. And the Taz means, Kerivo, the Zorich Samach neged a clipping, a few dev, because of it, the few Ike Samar be boss or neged a holov, Mikoma came her boss or Zorich clip, the Ibola derakule, can be three shaved as Marshal Hach, Viner Amo, Posakan with Ireshatos, the insolvier be holov Samach neged a clipping, Almelis really Kerivo. So the Psak of the Ramo is. The psak of the Ramo is not like the Rivo, like the Ri. The Chim posak mit reschatos fal chobgimu. The miro tap shel kosher lisichkare asuro muteres muter. The medina in tzorich haklipi. The teime the bisimen samech tes sifte zayin posak the bidover isay achlar binon samech neged haklipi. The im divrei rashbo shom bibes yose. So there is a stira between two Ramos. The Ramo here paskins ligabe to the klipi. That where it's impossible to be caliph, let's say cholov, you cannot be caliph a liquid, so then it's muter without shishi. So in other words, the evidence it is muter. But in simen samachtes, he paskens that the bidover is seyach lach, binon samach neged, the binon samachtes sif te zayin, posim bidover is seyach lach, binon samach neged aklipe. So in other words, what does it deal with? The Ramo in Simen Samach Tes Sif Tezayin. There he deals with the Kele that was Bileya Isa. Da. Because it was Nimla Misechen. So Mimele, so the Kele was Bileya Dam from the Boso that was salted in it. How much was it Bileya Kideklipe? Because Mileya Chanei Kereseach, it's only Bileya Kideklipe. Then he says that if you poured, let's say, hot soup in that kele, so then it asers, he didn't have it. But there it's only osak de klipe. He says, the biseyach, so we see that he doesn't, that he passes like the rebo. The biseyach, the dover is seyach larbin and samach neged a klipe. Vehim divarash boshom. But this theory is really no theory, as it is pointed out, because I think that I mentioned it when we learned Milichai. So I mentioned it because when does the Ramo pasken like the Ri? That where it's only osak de klipe, so then the evet it's not osea, so that is shayach. That is shayach only in the case of let's say tatoigo, as in this case, let's say hot piece of meat fell into a kettle of cold milk. So tatoigo, so after the first moment everything is cold, but until everything cools off, it manages to be mavliya. So how much is it mavliya? It's mavliya. It can only manage to be mavliya kideklipe. So since we say tatoigo, and the bliya that takes place can only take place in the first split second. So even kideklipe doesn't give it tam gomor. So the tam is a tam kolosh. Even to the extent of kideklipe, it doesn't give it tam gomor. It only gives it tam kolosh. So memele midirai say even the klipe is not osa, but it's only osam rabbanon because it's only tam kolosh. So since the tam is a tam kolosh, why doesn't it give in the klipe a tam gomor? Because tatoy gova. So the bliya can only take place in the first split second. So how much will it? So even in the klipe, it's only a tam kolosh. So midrash say that even the klipe doesn't become osa, but midrabon only becomes osa. The tam kolosh, the klipe. So since it's only a tam kolosh, even the klipe, it only gives tam kolosh. So mimele, the evet is not osa. Mashenkin over there, when he was melea bosol in a kdeira, in a kare. He was melea bosol in a kare. So then it was melea dam. But melea haryeseach, it's only It's only b'lei yakid klipe. So the yakid klipe is it has a tam gomo. Not only tam kalush. Then when he pours hot soup in that kare, so then it's maflit everything that was nivla, and mele becomes osea. Mele everything becomes osea. All right. V'chei muhar b'somuch. So anyway, but there are taz pasukos like the Rebbe here. וכן מוכר בסמוך, סעיף סיפי, בהגוי, בציר שנפלו הכלי, צורך הגולה, וכלי חרש וירי, וכלי עץ, כלי פסג, עלמא, דבינו לבטל, עבדי עבד, מה שעושה כדי קליפ, והתראיין מה שכוסף הראש, שלי ביס יוסף, פיסים נמצא לקבור, בקרה, בקורת, בקורת של חילסס, שחותכו בסקו של איסדוס וכולי, אף על פי שאין איסר על כדי קליפ, קיבן דק, קרוטים קטנים, ואין יוכל לידם בעצם מוקים חותכו, so they were many חתיכס, so he became also many clippers. So the whole thing becomes also. So that's only shayach if it is asers, if the evet is also osa. But if we say the evet, it doesn't aser. So even though many chtiras were done, so what? But it's not. It doesn't aser the evet at all. Shmamino d'mokim sheyef shalikley osa kulei. Now again, we can say the same teret. Because we can say that when there are more passing like the Ri, that the Eved is not Oseh, only vis-a-vis the Kediklipe of Tatoi Gova. Because there is Tatoi Gova. So after the first moment, it will be completely cold. So the Bliya can only take place in the first split second. So even the first split second, it can be Mavliya Kediklipe Itam Kolush, not Itam Gomo. So since even in the Klipe, it can be Mavliya only Itam Kolush, so Mimele, it's not also David. Mashenkin here, when a sakin, when the tuchke the sakine is mavliya, dovachari, even bitzenen, so there, ke the klipe, it's mavliya, itam gomu. So there, it's also David too. It's also David too. All right, now. Veit raye mimashi kosef ramo, vuhu misel heta. Simen tzadik hei, siv gimu, dimiru miklevishin shel boso, halkli shel cholo, eiser kulei. So, dimiru miklevishin shel boso, halkli shel cholo, eiser kulei. V'af agav di niru yeiser, midichlipe, mikol mokeim, eiser kulei, bimokeim shef shalikli. Well, that is a stira. I mean, when Simen tzadik hei, the Mimiru Miklirishin shall bosso, Al Kli shall cholov, so is Eise Kulei, the Afogav the Miru Yesam the Klipe, Mikomo came, Eise Kulei bimokim Shef Shalikli, they dry, because over there it's also Tatoi Gova. So, they dry in Bashikos of Ramobi Simon Sadikhes, if Dalet, Avolim al Yidei, Risiches Milich, so Lishai Rakili Klip. עד כאן רישי, ואוהד ראי למה שכוס הפיסה והתר, כלל רמד ווב, דין ווב, וזו רישייני, אם תינוסים וירי תכס, צורך שישים נגד קליפוסו, וכן רואי סיבה הגוי, שבסי פיסה והתר, כוס הפיסה מהרי, דוח אינו יקריבו, לעצרך שישים, וכן הלוך למייסה, so the task is really kind of psak of the Mechaber and Ramo. Both the Mechaber and Ramo, they pass on like the Ri, and he passes like the Rivo. Now, of the kashes that the task raises against the Ramo, the Stires, so there is only one stire that has to be considered, and that's the din in the iru miklirishin shel boso al kli shel cholo veisakul. Yes, what is it?
When the kolet takes shita.
Yeah.
Yoshin says we should borrow because it's probably
yeah.
Borrowed
that's right. No, it's very likely. I mean, it's not.
We should borrow because there was a bliya.
You mean that is the this is the kavone of the Taz?
Yes, it's like if we should work with the bosses who can't follow them and speak on now because they touch each other.
No, but I know. I mean, you can explain the Taz that way. In other words, because there is an Isabo, but you see, if we say that it's also even the Eve, so then it's an Isabo. But if we say that Klipe is not even an Isser, the Eved, it's only an Isser Lechatchile, why should it be called an Isser Bo? Why should it be called an Isser Bo? If it's an Isser Eved. So I think that the Pshat, one second. I think that the Pshat in Isser Bo is that it's very likely, not because there was Bria Kediklipe. And some mele, even though it's David, it's not Oseh, some mele, we is not allowed to Shech Lechatchil. The Sifkot Nalev, so though Hashul Chon, in explaining the Sifkot Nalev, he also explains that way. In other words, that it's called Levadai. The Or HaShulchan, he explains the Sif Aleph also on the basis of Kor Levada. Not that there is an Nisya that Simen Zayin. So the Taz asked the number of kashes, and we said that's the last thing I mentioned yesterday, that all the kashes do not present any real difficulty except one, because all the others, the Taz says that the Ramoi says himself here, he passes like the Rii that when something becomes Oseh Kediklipe, so the Eved is not Oseh, but in number of places, so he passes like the river. So we said that except for one kashe that the Taz mentions, this is the what Ramo says in Simen Tzadikei Siv Gimel from the Isar Heter. So except for that, all the other cases of Kediklipe do not deal with Tatoi Gova. But let's say Miliche, or let's say a Dovayovish that was put in a hot kele, so then it's only Bilei Kediklipe. So the Pesach of the Rabo could be vis-a-vis Tatoi Gova. So there we say that in the course of a short time, so everything will be cold, and the Bliye that is only possible the first moment, so even the first moment, what kind of a blie could it give? Only tam kolush, not a tam gomu. Tam gomu. So mele mit reise, it's not even kediklipe is not osa. It's only osa rabbon. So mele David the chachom didn't tassel. Mashiach in the kediklipe by moliach harikreseach, or the kediklipe in the case of a davayovish that was put in a hat kele. So there, in kediklipe it gives a tam gomu. So there it's osa reise. So mele. Even David is us. In other words, in short, the Ramo only paskens in the case of Boso Riseach Shenofal is a Chol of Tzeinen, or Chol of Riseach Shenofal Boso Tzeinen, Tatoi Gova. So that means everything is cold. But the first moment before it cools off, it can be Mavliya. So the first split second, how much can it be Mavliya? Very little. Even to the Klipe, it can be Mavliya very little. Even to the extent of klipe, it can be mavliya very little, and it will not give a tam gomu, even to the extent of klipe. So it's only rabbon. So David in dasa, mashein in the other kliklipes. Let's say by muliach harikreseach over the bayovish without reitev. So there, it klipe it's mavliya tam gomu. So midrayin say it's osea. So even David it's osea. Oh, but there is one stire that the Taz mentions. The third line from the end of the omen. In the Taz. Veid raye mashikosav Ramo vihu misav heta simen tzadikei siv gimu. Vuhu misav heta. And where does Ramo mention it? It's taken from misav heta. But Ramo mentions it in simen tzadikei siv gimu. And agoy. Di miru miklerishin shel boso al kli shel cholov eisakule. In other words, so there, if let's say you have a fleishi kekel, a clean fleishi kekel, and then you are miyar from a clean fleishi kekel, or pan, a clean milchik kele, so it's awesome. So it's awesome. Now, why? But it's Why? Because Hill. But Hill can only be Mavliach Liklipe. Why is the Tosa the whole thing? Why is the whole Kele, the whole Luchke Kele Hosea? The answer is because it's impossible to be Kele. Only a wooden Kele you can be Kele. But let's say another Kele, you cannot be Kele. So Mele, so is. But if the Rabboshite is that like the Ri, that wherever something is only Nivlaki the Klipe. So the Eved, it's Muter. So Adarabe, just because you cannot peel off from a non-wooden Kele, so everything should be Muter. So we see that the Ramor in Simen Tzadikei, Siv Gimel, doesn't pass like the Ri. He passes like the Ramor. Now this, so there too, it's a case of Tatoye Gomar. Because what does the Ramor in Simen Tzadikei, Siv Gimel deal with? He deals with the case of someone who pours for hot water from a flesh kekele, clean flesh kekele, onto a clean milk kekele. So it's tatoy gova, and still yasas. So that really presents a sphere. So it's analogous to the case here in Simen Tzadikei. But they are the nesikele meskenada kashe against Ramon. Now there is aloche. Or there is a haloche of nat banat. So dogim sholu bikor shel boso mutal ochlam mikusach. Mutal ochlam mikusach. What does it mean? That if, let's say, you took fish and you put it in a flesh kikar, hot, and then you want to eat that fish with milk, you're not allowed. Why? So you are allowed. So mutal ochlam mikusach. Why are you allowed to eat it with milk? Because the meat gave a tam in the kare, and the kare gave a tam in the hot fish. So it's a nesen tam, but nesen tam. The teire, so it's muta to nesen. So the fish represents a derivative tam of boso, not the primary tam of boso. So mele, you're allowed to eat the fish with butter, with milk and so on. So Rashi shite is that only dogim sholu bikare shol boso. But dogim shenis bashlu. Dogim shenis bashlu big deila shel boso, so also leichlam mikusach. Because there is a greater blie in dogim shenis bashlu big deila shel boso than the case of dogim sheolu bikar shel boso. Teis v'shite is that the same aloha applies even to dogim shenis bashlu big deila shel boso. The mechaber paskens like teis v'es, there are more paskens like Rashi. So according to mechaber, so if let's say fish was cooked in a meat kele ben yemei, so even though it was cooked in the meat kele b'yemei, you're allowed to eat that fish with butter. According to Ramah, you're not allowed. Unless it was cooked in a flesh kele that is not b'yemei. So then even the Ramah is matter to eat it with milk. The Mashal asks it even that case. Alright, so the Ramah paskens like Rashi that only dogim sh'olu b'deo shel boso, sh'olu b'karo shel boso, b'mut alochon b'kusach. But dogim sh'nizbashlu b'deo shel boso, also lachon b'kusach. Why? So but the Ramo is made that the Eved it is muta. Dogim she nizbashlo only lechatchile. In other words, to eat it with butter, that's also lechatchile. So that's also. But the Eved it is muta. So mele, everybody raises the question against the Ramo. How can the Ramo say in Simen Tzadikei Siv Gimel in the Agoye that if imi romi kli shel boso al kli shel cholov? So it's also. And the Taz assume that it's also why, because it becomes also a klipe. And since it's impossible to be kele, only in a wooden kele you can be kele, but in another kele. So you cannot be kele, some mele, the whole thing is also. But that's in conflict with the Psak of the Ramo here, that wherever it becomes also only kele, wherever the blie is only kele klipe, so the evidence is muter. So here too, it should be muter the kele, the milchige kele should be muter lidam. That's the task, Kashi. But the Nisikelim over there ask another Kashi. After all, it's not banat. What happened here? He's pouring water from a clean flesh kele. So the meat gave a tam in the kele, and the kele gave a tam in the water. So the water represents what? A derivative tam of boso. A derivative tam of boso. Then he pours the derivative tam of boso, not boso. But the derivative tam of boso, the water, he pours upon a milk kekele. And then what happens? So the milk in that milk kekele, so the milk give it tam in the kele, and the kele will be paled. Will be paled. And then there will be a union, a synthesis between the derivative time of Baso and the derivative time of Cholov. So you'll say, because there are more Paschas like Rashi, that only Dogim Shol will be Korosh al Baso, but not Dogim Shol is Bashbo. But that's only Lechatchila, but here is the Eret. So why should he ask it? That's the kasha that they all ask against Ramon and Simon Tzadikei. So it's possible to say, answer both kashas. That kasha that is asked by Nisi Kelim against Ramon and Simon Tzadikei. And the kasha that the stira that the Taz mentions here against Ramon. So we can answer with one teretz, we can answer both kashas. That Einochanami. The Ramo Paskins vis-a-vis the Kiddikli Pei of Tatoi Govah, that the Eved is not Osa. But Lechatchila it's certainly Osa. So what, is it, Eved, what does it mean, the Eved is not Osa? In other words, if there is no other alternative to so then it's Muta. For example, let's say if a piece of hot meat fell into a kettle of cold milk, so you cannot be killed with milk, impossible. So what's the alternative? Spilling out the milk. Well, that's the Eved, spilling out the milk. But if there is any other alternative, not to spill out and not to throw away keli, but and to comply with that isal lechatchila, then it's not even called the eved. So memele, when the Ramo says that imiro miklishel bosor al klishel cholov is osea, so the Ramo has reference not to ikli cheres that cannot be kashered. He has reference to ikli matres. Now, ikli matres, there is a way of kashering it. All you have to do is just to be magalet. I mean, such a terrible thing, to such a hardship to be magalet kele. So mele, it's considered like lechatchila, not the eved. Here, the other alternative is to spill out the milk. Or in the case where the piece of basal that fell into the cold milk was nisbashel already without peeling off the klipe first. So then the other alternative would be to throw away the piece of meat. That's the eved. But here, when you pour hot water from a fleishige kele or from a milchige kele, so then there is a way, eklimatres, there is a way to, the klipe becomes also lechatchila. But the eved it's muta, but it's not the eved. Let him kasher the whole kele. Let him dump the whole kele in boiling water. And he doesn't even have to dump it in the boiling pot, because it's only osa ke the klipe, only the klipe of the kele became osa. He just has to put the kele under the hot water faucet. So kiderech tashmishi kachech sheirei. So it's a simple thing, he can kasher it. So it's considered like lechatchila. So when the Ramo says osa rimiro miklishel bosor al klishel cholov osa, he means osa. He has reference to a klimatres. And what does he mean osa? Until he's maglet, naturally means until he's maglet, but he has the alternative. But in Ochaname, if it will happen to a Klicheres, so then it will be muta. So mele, we can answer both kashas. We can answer the stire raised by the Taz here, and the kasha raised by the Nisikeli and Simon Tzadikei. But it's not banat, and even the Ramo only paskins that not banat is also lechatchila, but not the Eved. The answer is, there it's also lechatchila. And since there are more paskins like Rashi, that only dogim sheolu be karish al boso muta lochum mikusach, but dogim she nizbashlu be kibigdirish al boso is also lochum mikusach. So here too, since there is an alternative for him to kashulet, to be maglet, so it's like lechatchila, so it's us. All right. So memele, these, so the kashes of the Taz, that the Taz raises against the Ramo, no kashes. The only real kashe was from the Ramo in Simen Tzadikei, but that we can also answer by limiting the din of the Ramo in Simen Tzadikei to Iklimatis. So it's the Lechatchila. And then the other kashes are not kashes at all, because they deal with another kind of Kediklipe, of Meliach HaRekher Seach, without Reitev, so Dovo Yovish, without Reitev, even Reitev Sechtas. So they are the Kediklipe, it's Bileya, it's Mavliya, Bileya Gmure. So it's midrash, so even the Eved is also mashenk in the kediklipe of the toye gova. So the bliya can only take place in the first split second. So even the first split second, before it cools off, it cannot be mavliya itam gomo, even in kediklipe. So even to the extent of the kediklipe, it's only osam deravon itam kavush. So maybe the chacham only asked that it is lechatchila, not the Eved. Now, the crazier place on this image he says something similar. I think I mentioned that I mentioned the Kreisir Plesi in Melicha, I think. So the Kreisir Plesi says something similar to what I just said. He says that there are more paskins only vis-a-vis Bosa Becholo, that where it is Kidei Klipe, so there it is Muta. But vis-a-vis Shor Yisurim, there it paskins like there were. What's the Hesbeah? This is what the crazy place. So here, the Mechaber and the Ramo, they deal with Bosa Becholo. Bosa Riseach. Bosa Riseach, Shenofal, Rishichol of Tzeinen. Or Chol of Riseach, Shenofal, Al Bosa Tzeinen. Al Bosa Tzeinen. So it's Bosa Becholo. Now, so they are paskins like the Ri. Masha'inkin, by Shor Yisurim, he doesn't paskin like the Ri. Why? What's the difference between those? Because by Bosa Becholo, so it's only the Bishlos that they are. The Bishlos that they are. So even if you have it on Gomor, if it's not the Bishlos, it's not awesome. Suppose you soak a piece of meat for a number of days in milk. So in Kolat, in Shor Yisurim, it will come awesome in the Isaac, or Masha'inkin, or Bosa Becholo. But Bosa Becholo, it will only be awesome in the Rabbonon. So it has to be the bishul. So mele, in order to be the bishul, there has to be tam gomor, and in this case, it doesn't give it tam gomor; it only gives it tam kolosh. But by Shor Yisurim, it seems that the crazy place assumes, since there is no aloch of the bishul, so even tam kolosh is osa. Even tam kolosh is osa. Masha'im came by Bosa Becholo, where it has to be the bishul, and usually when you are mevashel, what kind of a tam does it give? It gives a tam kamur, not a tam kalush. So mele in here, it gives a tam kalush. So it's only awesome the rabbanon by Bosa Becholo. So mele the chachomim didn't tassar it there. So it is similar to what I said. But from the crazy place, it's mashma that vis-a-vis Bosa Becholo. So then, even if the kediklipe would be through Moliach Harei Kereseach, or through a Dova Yovish, without rated, so it will still be mutadir. That's the nafkimina between my teretz and the crazy place. But it is similar. All right. Now, let's go to the Shach. Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph. Boso, gvino, sheno, guze, boze, mutorim. Elo, she tzor, la, diach, mikim, negi, oson. U muta, lo, tzere, isen, mitpach, asachas. Vilo, yichal, shinon, shemo, yi, guze, boze. Elo, זה שח. Elo, she tzor, la, diach. Vikos, ava, bach, didavke, kishechot, men, lach. Avul, im, shneim, yveishim, afla, dochim, tzor, because if both, I mean, it's hard to find Bosor and Gvino that both should be completely dry, not possessing any moisture at all. But suppose it is completely dry, so then no grease, there is no chshoshe of grease being transferred from one to another. If it's moist, so then grease can be transferred. But if it's completely dry, then it's highly unlikely that grease should be transferred from one to another. All right, so it's based upon the mitzvahs. Lani aboso. So he says, kol mina de boya adoche. Kigen lani apsahet atzeinen mikor shal isa tzeinen, osa lechat chile. Dil mo ochel beloya adoche. Vidavki mevushin. Lavu cheba adoche. Avol mida du cheba adoche. Masa chayva yitze shal lechat chile. Dibri araf tzrichim bia. So he says, vidavki, no, siv beis, lani aboso. Vio adin lani achis atzeinen mikli shal eta. Tzeinen. So, shein dalke ladi achos lechat chile. My time is not the way it's the Shach says, it doesn't make any difference whether you want to put a Dvar Heter in the Kele, in the Yisa de Kekele, or vice versa. A Dvar Yiser in the Heter de Kekele. Let's say, suppose a Goy asks you to put something in your Kele, and it's a Dvar Yiser. So you're not allowed to put a Dvar Yiser in the Heter de Kekele. Heter de Kekele. All right. Vidavke, so the Ramo says, vidavki dovo shi idlach luchisaz, sabo dovo yobish mamish. Im li bolak li rag bitzeine muta lani yobi dovo yobish la doche klau. Now it's a very long shah. Dibri yorav tzrichim biyo. Ki gam dvoro vitiras chatu da kevei shi tzor chir. She vitiras chatu stal yuzayim din bei isi vilo shi noches chayim. She kosav kem shi morom im bis yosef is afsim in kufei. Di keilim shi li chov im shi utchu yofe. Muta litm beitav li nilibotzi li shon dvorim charifim. Shinemeitzi dova koshe yovish bi yovish. So kelim shalei v'kichovim that are clean. He says, hu tchu yov. So in other words, it's clean. So, muta litn beitav v'nu botzul shodvom chamufim. Shinemeitzi dova koshe yovish bi yovish. Because since it's einen, and so it will not extract any any bliye, even though it's a keli of enochi, and that keli of enochi certainly has bliya sisea, but since it's einen, it will not extract any bliya. So it's mutter. V'hakein kosav des doches chayim. So it says now. V'hakein kosav. So then the teres chatos mentions another thing, not in the name of doches chayim. So he says, "Bidin dalet om the material days since the talim shim bal yito kosav. The whole midah the boyado chikin posatzeinim mikorish olisatzeinim. Also lechatchile v'yomrochil boyadoche v'davke posam mebush lavuche badoche. Avol midah duche badoche chikin posachayim chayitzim shol chatchile. At kam u'mashma the talim chayitzim bidin dal kol adiach. Also litim bechlis. Oh, so what's the kasha of the teres chatos? There is a stire." There is a stira between two dini. In other words, one din that is mentioned, that the Pesiosef mentions it, that the Pesiosef mentions in the name of the Ro, of the Oches Chaim, that Kelim Shalim Yechovim, that are clean. So Muta litn beitach tavlun ubotze, b'tzeh, Muta. And then, but then he mentions in the name of the Balito that if it is something that lavuche ba'doche, so it's osea to put it in an osa de kekel. So why should it be muta to put a tavlin in the kelo of the goy? It's an osa de kekel. So it is there. All right. So then. The Teres Chatos give several tarutim. Ach yish lechalik. V'chli yisa shem ishtamshim mibechami. Osa li ishtamish b'yeheta b'tzeinen. Osa li ishtam b'yeheta b'tzeinen. V'chim kos v'ato yodeyet b'yeheti b'sinik v'chavalet. Om mishtamu b'yisa b'tzeinen mutal ishtam b'yeheta sin lecha tchile. V'lochein. Hitir arashbolim lo yabosa b'chli yeshel yayin nesach. אפילו חתחילה, וכי מוצאים בכלי חומש שמותר להשתמע במעצה, ומייל לך גם מגיסי בשעה זו, יתר חיים סימן תופן אלף, וכי משמע ביודעי סימן סמכתס. That's the end of the first teretz, that the Teres Chatos gives. So what does the first teretz say? How does the first teretz reconcile? The two apparently conflicted dini. On one hand, the din mentioned by the Oches Chaim, the Ro, that it's muter to put the avlin, dovotzeinu. In a goyis kele, a kele shalitza. On the other hand, the din mentioned by the balito that if it is something that is not urchei badoche, so then you're not allowed to put it in the osa de kele, even though you have the intention of rinsing it. So why does Oches Chaim say that you are allowed to put a tablet in a goyis kele? After all, it's not a derech to rinse a tavlin. So the answer is, the answer, the first teretz by the Teres Chatos is that Eches Chaim in the Ro have reference to a kele shalivit kechovim that was mishtamish only mitzeinen. So that's why it's muta. Mashein kin the tour and the balito, the din mentioned in the tour and the balito has reference to a kele shalitzer that was mishtamish b'chami, even though the tashmish now is b'tzeinen, but there is a difference. In other words, so what is the first that I say? That if you have an osadik a kele of a goy that was mishtamish b'chami, then you are not allowed to be mishtamish b'tzeinen now, unless you are madiach the kele. But if you're not madiach et not, even though you have the intention of being madiach the eichel before you eat it. So you have to be madiach the kele first before you are mishtameish dovo heter in that kele that was mishtameish by the goy b'chami. Masheinke, if it was mishtameish by the goy b'tzeinen, so then you can be mishtameish b'tzeinen even without making kadoch, as long as it's clean. Of course, you have to make sure that it's clean. You have to make sure that it's clean. Now we have to understand that. What is the difference? Whether it was mishtamish b'chamim or it's mishtamish b'tzeinen. Right now it's mishtamish b'tzeinen, so why do I care that it was mishtamish b'chamim? If the same kele had been used by the goy b'tzeinen, then I am allowed to be mishtamish b'tzeinen. If I wipe it, I dry it, and I make sure that it's clean, without making a doch in the kele. But if the goy was mishtamish b'chamim, So then I'm not allowed to be mishtamish b'tzeina now, unless I make a docha first. What difference does it make? Right now it's tzeina, and so it will not be maflit. So we can explain it simply on the basis of gzeirah. There should be nothing wrong in being mishtamish b'tzeina in a kele that was even used b'chami. Because right now he's mishtamish b'tzeina. But if we allow him now to be mishtamish b'tzeina, and that kele has a bli of iser, he might be tempted in the course of the use of that kele to be mishtam b'chamim too. Then it will be mafli, then it will be nivla and eichu, and so on. Mashiach came if it was mishtam b'tzeina, so then there is no gzeira, because even if it will be mishtam b'chamim, so it will, nothing will happen, because it has no place. So this is the way we have to explain the first teres of teres chantos. All right. So far the first teres. Iname, second teres. Yesh lechalek, b'nim rocha tzak v'tchilo heitei v'loi rochtei. This is a teres that I would say. I really don't understand why the teres chatos discusses it with so much detail. That seems to be the most obvious teres, because the Oches Chaim and the Ro, they mention, they say, "Teilim shalim chovim shehut chuyofen." So what do you mean hut chuyofen? It's partless clean. So, but anyway, that's only one teres. That's the second teres. So the second teretz, whereby we can reconcile the apparent stira between the Oches Chaim's din and the Balaito's din, is by saying the Oches Chaim has reference to a case where the person takes notice that the kele is spotless clean. Mashiach in the Balaito's din has reference to the case where the person does not take notice that it's spotless clean. He knows that it was wiped, but he doesn't take notice that it's spotless clean. So then he has to be Madiach. That's my dear. All right. There's a second text. Inam yish lechal min rochat akil itchileite, vuli rochat in rochat itchileite, vada shore, because we are deus in kufra beis, vichai gam, because we darke meish, shiik shom itchila mahar de bali, to alar de matze, vichilik mitchila benet alach yovish, vachke in kosav, vioid, nire di yish lechalik, so the darke meish, and that's the third text. Vichai kin kosav, vioid nire di yish lechalik, bin tova shebolo isa becham, So the third teretz is so it's really the same, that it's the second teretz in the Darkei Meishe, and it's the same as the second teretz in the Teres Chatos. So he says v'hakim kos avei nira v'yesh lechalik v'indova shebola u'isa b'cham. So when he gives the teretz, bindova shebola isa b'cham, and Dova Shebolo is not al decham, so it's not just the teretz of Blias Iser and not Blias Iser, of Blias Iser and not Blias Iser. So, but it's a difference between Bola Iser al de Bisho, al dechamim, or Bola Iser bitzeiner and al de kopushimelich. Al de kopushimelich. You see, when the Teres Chatos says, when the Teres Chatos says, "Ach yesh lechalik, dichli isa she mishtamshim li becham, osa lishtamsh biheta bitzeinen, om mishtamsh bi isa tzeinen, muta lishtamsh biheta tzein lechat chile." So you could say that the Teres Chatos means the difference between the case where it was bileya or it was not bileya. But in Darkei Meishe, he emphasizes that even if it was Bilei Aisa, but if the Bliya itself took place, not through Ham, but through Kobush, through Moliach, so then it's done. It's done. And then he says, Zeu Darkei Shalom. Ashalara, Avol Kol Dvorov Mitchlosom Vatzeifon, Ein Mubonom, Bereish, Mashi Kosov Achish Lechalik, Vichim Kosov Atiret, Atu Yodei, Lo Yoradetil Isei Daidei. So he says, הקיש לחלק, וכליסה שמשתמשים בחמי, או שמשתמשים בהת הבצינים, וכן כוסף עטור, בהדיה, בסימן כופרופלת. So he says, where does the Torah say that? That this day, מה שכוסף הקיש לחלק, וכן כוסף, הטור ידי סימן כוחלב לראית ולסיב דייתי, כלנימצו שם כן, ועד רבי מאמי שום, בהדיה, יפרה, שכוסף עטור שום, וזהו נשאלי, כלים שנשתמשו בין בחמים, כן דירס וירס, מגילום ומדבילום ומתורם, וכוסף רשבו, רשבם, דווקא מדבילום, והכי מדבילום, אבל אם מדבילום תחילו, הרי כתיבו שרס ביודי, אבל לי כוסף, שיוכל הדבילום תחילו, ואם הוא ירצה להשתמש בילו ציינן, יוכל להדבילי ולהשתמש בציינן, וכשירצה, וכשירצה להשתמש בחמין, יגילי ויספיק לו יתפילי, שיתביל לי כל. So he says, How does the Tiras Chata say that the Tur in Simen Kuf Chofala corroborates this premise that if the Goy was Mishtamish in the Keile Bicham, then the Yisrael is not allowed to be Mishtamish at Bitzenen. He's not allowed to be Mishtamish at Bitzenen. When the Tur says just the reverse. So where does the Torah say just the reverse? Because he says, "Avol rikosav sheyochel atvilon tchilo v'im lo yirtzel liyishtamish beyelatzeinen yochel atvilei uliyishtamish beyzeinen uchsheyirtzel liyishtamish bechamin yagiloi v'yaspik lo itvilo sheyitvilukvo sheyitvilukvo." So in other words, so he says that even though the goy was mishtamish bechamin, and because of that, it requires a golet in order to be mishtamish bechamin, but if the Jew right now is not interested in mishtamish bechamin, so he doesn't have to make tefillah. So all he has to do is, so he can be madbilet without being magil, and in the meantime he can be mishtamish b'tzeinen. So we see, so the Torah says just the reverse, that even a keile that was used in chamin, so the Jew is allowed to be mishtamish b'tzeinen. To mishtamish b'tzeinen. So how can he say that the Torah holds that like this teretz in the teretz chatos that when the goy was mishtamish b'chamin, then it's osa to be mishtamish b'tzeinen. We see the Torah says just the reverse. Now, so what does the why does the teretz chatos say that? Achish lechali the kliisa shemishtamishem bechamin also mishtamish beheta tzeinen. So in other words, so and he says bechim kosav atur yadeye, but that doesn't present any difficulty because the two here mentions two shittes. He mentions the shite of the Rashbam and he mentions the shite of the Ri. So what's the machleket between the Rashbam and the Ri? In other words, if you acquire a kele from a goy that was used bechamin, so that you have to kasha. It requires a gole in order to extract the blie. So there is a machlekes between the Rashbam and the Ri as to whether the tefillah can take place before the agole. So the Rashbam shita is that if the kele that you acquired from a goy has a blie asisea, so then you must make the agole first and then the tefillah. Suppose you realize the tefillah first, so then, and then the agole, so after the agole, you have to realize another tefillah, because it's table with sheres v'yodei. The Ri is chelek, and the Ri says, no, what kind of table with sheres v'yodei is here? It's not any of table with sheres v'yodei, so if he wants to use it temporarily, b'tzeinen, so he can be madgolet, and use it b'tzeinen, and then later on, a month later, he'll decide to use it b'chamim, then he'll make agole. So there is a machlekes, so the Torah mentions a machlekes between the Rashbam and the Ri, as to whether Tvile can take place prior to Agol. According to the Rashbam, if tefillah takes place prior to Agole, it's null and void the tefillah. You need another tefillah after the Agole. And according to the Ri, the tefillah is effective even though it took place prior to Agole. Now we have to understand the shita of the Rashbam. Why is the Tevel Mishael? What has it to do with Tevel Mishael Miyodeh? Tevel Mishael Miyodeh, so the pshat is, if you are Tevel, and while you hold the sheretz in your hand, so the tefillah is no tefillah. Because the sheretz is mitame you. Whether it means that the tefillah is a tefillah, but you become tame in you, or Tevel Mishael Miyodeh means that the tefillah is not effective altogether. All right, Reb Chaim discusses that question. But it has no relevance to this din. That's a double poshut. That if somebody who is tame goes into the mikveh while he holds the sheretz, so memele he hasn't accomplished anything because the sheretz is mitamehim. But here it's not a question of tume. The kele that he acquired from the goy is a bliya sisa. It's tume. What is there? It's a sheretz. The bliya sisa is a sheretz. It has a bliya sisa. It has nothing to do with tume. And it's a sakosu that we have to be mad with the kelim. So why shouldn't the tefillah be effective? Why shouldn't the tefillah be effective? So what's the pshat in the Rashbam? So obviously the Rashbam shita is that there is a mitzvah saseh. There is a mitzvah saseh with the raisa to be magil a kele shalisa. There is a mitzvah saseh with the raisa to be magil a kele shalisa. In other words, that doesn't mean that if you buy a kele from goy that has a kele shalisa, that has a bliya shalisa, and if you never intend to use it, that you are mitzvah to be maglet. But of course, if you don't want to use it, you don't have to be maglet, you don't have to do anything. If you want to store it, to keep it in a storage place for many years, so you're not mechuyev to do anything. But if you do intend to use it, so then there is a mitzvah of being madvil, and there is also a mitzvah of being teivel. And it appears from the Rashbam that even though the Rashbam is chelik on the Ri, and at that point is the machleket between the Rashbam and the Ri, that even if a person is not interested in using it, even if a person is not interested in using the kele, b'chami, but only in using it b'tzeine, but as long as he's interested in being mishtamish in the kele, then he is mechuyev to be maglet and to be maglet. So memele the Rashbam says, and that's all. Does anyone have here a chumash b'midbar? I didn't take it here. There's a chumash. Kol dobor asher yovi goeish, taviru goeish, v'toya. And according to the Rashi's pshat and the Ramban pshat, so the reish of the posik includes both types of kele. A kele like ishput, that is tashmishi directly al deir, and the kele like ikdere, that is al demai. So both have to be kasher. One al de living gomor, one al de agom. So it's all contained in the expression taviru goeish v'toya. Arbe menido yischato. So what is, so that's the droshe that you have to say. So he says arbe menido yischato. So the droshe is that you have to be madbelet. And why? So main mikveh is called menido because a nido is tiveles b'hem. Is tiveles b'hem. So that's the droshe. So mainly the pshat of the posik is called dovar hashayov beish taviru beish mitoreya. You have to be madbelet. But first ach the menido yischato. That has to take place first. After that, So then it will be nitva. So in other words, and So that's a mitzvah. So that's the mitzvah of Tfilas Kelim and of Hagolas Kelim. But the shita of the Rebbe is, when is there a mitzvah of Hagolas Kelim? If he's interested in using it, b'chamim, then the Torah is mechayev him to be magil the Kelim. That one is tamshu by the goyim b'chamim. But if he's not interested in using it, b'chamim, he's interested in using it b'tzeinen, then the Torah is not mechayev him to be magil the Kelim. But the shita of the Rashbam is the contrary. Kol dovar hashayomi beish taviru beish v'toeya. Toeya. So you have to be maglet, and then arbe minido yischat. So if he wants to be mishtamish, suppose he doesn't want to be mishtamish altogether. He doesn't have to be table, he doesn't have to be magle, he doesn't have to do anything. But if he wants to be mishtamish, even though he wants to be mishtamish at mitzenen, but if it was used b'chamim, so then he has to be maglet. That's a special mitzvah saseh. Now, we pass in tam kikar is the raise. So then, if he will use it b'chamim, so then the tafshil will be osar also. The tafshil also be osar if he wasn't magalet. But if he used it b'tzeinen, so then, of course, the tafshil will not be osar that he was mishtamish b'tzeinen. But he'll be mevatel, and that's the raise, because as long as the kelim, according to the Rashbam, so this pasuk tells us, that any kele that was mishtamish b'chamim, you are mechuyev to be magal if you want to use it, whether b'chamim or b'tzeinen. So you have to be maglet and be maglet. And if you are not maglet, you're not allowed to use it. So mimele, if he's table it, he's table b'sheres b'yode. Now we can understand this why the Rashbam says he's table b'sheres b'yode. Because what does it mean table b'sheres b'yodei? In other words, he did not fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah properly, because the mitzvah of tefillah implies that first he has to be maglet, and then he has to be tablet. And if he's going to be mishtamishet without being maglet tefillah, even if he'll be mishtamishet b'tzeinen, he'll be mevatel and eseraisi. He'll be mevatel and eser aise, according to Rashbam, because that's the pshat, the posik. Kol dovar hashayomi veish taviru veish vitoyer. Ach b'menido yischat. After the agole. So of course the Rashbam will have to explain the posik, not the way I said in explaining the Ramor. You see, because I said in explaining the Ramor, I said that kol dovar hashayomi veish taviru veish vitoyer. So it means something that was mishtamish b'chamim and is intended and is expected to be used b'chamim. So then is taviro veish v'toyeh. V'chol ha'shalo yovi veish, but something that was used b'chamim, but is not expected to be used b'chamim. So then it's taviro b'mayim, sa'adocha b'mayim is enough. This is how we explained the Ramos ha'goy here. But now this teres chatos, the second teretz in the teres chatos, is not the equivalent of the Hagoyes Ramo here, because there is a big difference. The second teretz in teres chatos distinguishes between the kelesh and ishtamshu b'chamim and the kelesh and ishtamshu b'tzeinen. So the kelesh and ishtamshu b'tzeinen, so it's muter even without adochet to be ishtamshu b'tzeinen, and the kelesh and ishtamshu b'chamim, so it's oser to be ishtamish b'tzeinen. And the pshat is, according to teres chatos, if it was used b'chamim by the goy, so even to be mishtamish b'tzeinen, you have to be maglet b'chamim. This is the shita of the second teretz in teres chatos. Masha'inkin da goy is ramo here when he says avol dova yovish mamish im libola hakli rak b'tzeinen is mutal haniyah beidova yovish b'li adoch eklal. But if bola hakli b'chamim, not b'tzeinen, not al b'kavush, so then it's also laniyah b'dova yovish, unless you make adoche. But adoche is enough, you don't have to make agole. You see, you don't have to make agole. Masha'inki in the second teretz in teres chatos, he holds that if it was nishtamish b'chamim, so then you cannot be nishtamish b'tzeinen. You cannot be nishtamish b'tzeinen unless you are magle b'chamim. Why is that? Because that is implicit in the Gzeras HaKosuv of Kol Dovar HaShayovi Vo'eish Taviru Vo'eish Vitoeir Arv Menidi Yischato. Anything that was nishtamish by the Midyonim b'chamim, so requires agole and then tvile. And suppose he'll make tvile. So and if he wants to be mishtamish, even though he wants to be mishtamish and mitzenim. But if he doesn't want to be mishtamish, then he doesn't, he's not mechuyev to do anything. But if he wants to be mishtamish, according to Rashbam, even though he wants to be mishtamish and mitzenim, so he has to make a gole first, and then tefillah. And if he makes tefillah without making a gole first, so the Rashbam says he's tefillah b'sheret v'yoleh. Because he's not allowed to be mishtamish and mitzenim without making a gole. Without making a gole. So the tefillah is ineffective. So Mimele, when the Teres Chato says that it's mashma from the two in Simen Kuf Chof Aleph, it's mashma that way. So it doesn't mean the shita of the Ri in Simen Kuf Chof Aleph, but it means the shita of the Rashbam. So you see, the Shach has the Kash against the Teres Chatos. Lo yoradi tzidli sev dai tekele nimtso shomkei. Where does the two mention a shite that if the goy was mishtamish and bechamim, so then the Jew is not allowed to be mishtamish and bitzenim? Where does he say it? On the contrary, he says just the reverse. Who says just the reverse?